I was at Fort Sam Houston. That's in San Antonio, Texas. And I really liked it. And I met some Iranian pilots. They were training. And so, like, we got into, like, a little discussion about Islam and, you know, and whatnot. And they were telling me about Imam Ali. You know, and so I said, you know, I heard a lot of things, but I never heard about this guy. So when I came back home, a friend of mine saw me at the Nation of Islam temple. And he said, come on, man, you know, I mean, come with me. So this was on the birthday of the prophet. He said, I want you to take a bath. And we went to the masjid. We called it the Parker Street Masjid. And that's where I took my shahada, okay? And like this was in the 70s, you could say early 70s, pretty close to mid 70s. And when I took my shahada, this individual said, I will not smoke in the shahada. I said, what? You know, he gave me this whole criterion what I shouldn't be doing. And I'm saying, man, this guy is wiping out all my fun. I've always been critical, extremely critical. Go to masjid, guys say, oh, pray here, pray like this. Another guy, pray down here, pray like there was so much confusion about what's what, which way to go, this and that. You know, the Saudis, and you know, then you had the Tablighi Jamaat, and you had all these guys. I'm saying, man, you know, like the guys talking about you gotta be poor and this. See, man, I grew up poor, man. Why should I want to be poor? You know, I mean, you know, like I want something in life. And the things that they were saying, it wasn't registering because I knew that, the only way that you're going to get ahead is through education or work ethic. So then what happened is that I ran into some Iranians again in the center. But at the same time, you could feel this change, this culmination that was taking place. And this was the Islamic Revolution of Iran. But when I saw Imam Khomeini and what he was talking about, and I was just sitting there, first time I saw, I was just mesmerized. I said, who is this? You know, what is this? They used to tell me, you know, some of our Sunni brothers used to tell me, stay away from the Iranians. Because there was a lot of Iranians going to school here. If it wasn't for them, there would not have been such an influx of people becoming Muslim. You know, and these were good guys, really good guys. But anyway, when I saw Imam Khomeini, it was something every day on the news. And inside the masjid, inside the center, I drew closer and closer to the Iranians because of their piety, because of their sincerity. They'd invite us over to eat and teach us, tell us things about this religion, teach us, give up some books, because at that time, literature and books were extremely difficult to get. Extremely difficult. As a matter of fact, it was hard to get a Quran for a long time, you know. So I began like to drift that way. And I used to cut on the news. I'd be at my mother's house, cut on the news. Always something about Iran. They couldn't believe that like religion could govern itself. This was, you know, you had to be secular. You had to be in the, you know, like in the camp of the East or the West. And what the Imam was saying, I said, wow, talking about the liberation of humanity, but with a religious aspect. And my mother used to say, she used to look, she'd say, "Is he one of y'all?" Yeah, my mother used to say, "Is he one of y'all?" I said, "Yeah." She says, "He's tough. I like him. I like him. He's speaking the truth, you know." And that's in essence what really brought me into Shiism. I used to go on the protests when they threw the brothers out in Washington, D.C. I was there, you know, like at Islamic Center. I was there, I was at the IEC. I would go to Detroit to protest. I would, me and my, you know, like in, the brothers would go and go to Toronto for the Hajj conference. And it just solidified me within this religion. It just made me understand. And I used to tell these guys, and these guys would laugh at me. The guys that I knew that were Muslim that grew up, "Oh, this ain't gonna last, this or that." The Iraq war broke out. Everybody was on the side of Iraq. And you know, like I was the only one on the side of Iran, a few of us, you know. And I could see like the gradual development of this nation from the very, very, very embryonic stages to what it's becoming now. And to show you how great this nation is and the forethought that this man, well, like the foresight that this man had, is that there's chaos throughout that region of the world, but that's the only stable nation. And to me, he will go down, and to a lot of people, they might not say it, but he will go down as one of the greatest thinkers of all times.